Don't lie to yourself, bruh. You see the title of the video. Don't lie to yourself, bruh. You are most likely part of that 80%. As tough as that is for you to admit to yourself, bruh, 80% of y'all is gonna die virgins. Facts. Don't lie to yourself. And see, y'all, I don't have to sit up here and explain the 80-20 rule to y'all because y'all heard it before. And if you haven't, here it is. The top 20% of men are smashing 80% of women. Let me repeat that. The top 20% of men are smashing 80% of women. Yep. Meaning that the 80%, right, is now fighting over 20% of women. 20% of women. And you really got to ask yourself, are those women that you really want in your life? Because if the top tier men don't want them, why should you have to have the scraps? Why should you have to have the 20% of women that's just left over? Is that really where you want to be in life? You want to be the guy that's just getting the leftovers, bruh? While the big dogs is up here eating, you just want to get everything that they drop, bruh? You like an ant, you searching for crumbs on the ground, bruh? Is that how you want to live life, bruh? Is that how you want to go about dating? You see what I'm saying, bruh? But most of y'all don't even understand this. Most of y'all don't even realize that you are a part of this 80%, bruh. And when I say 80% of y'all is going to diverge, obviously it's not 80%. But a lot of y'all will, bruh. Fellas, look this up right now, bruh. Men being older, right? Like I'm talking about over the age of 18. That are still virgins. The statistics are saying that men are being virgins longer and not by choice. Incels are growing in numbers. What is an incel? Well, a lot of people misconstrue the meaning of it. What that means is involuntarily celibate. That means that you are not getting attention from women, not able to sleep with women. Not because you've decided not to for your own benefit, but because you don't get any play. You got no attention from women in the first place. Involuntarily celibate. It's going to be very, very difficult for you 80%ers out there, bro. It's going to be very, very difficult for the average man to get attention from women. And going forward, guess what? That number is only going to increase. It's going to be the top 10% of men and the bottom 90%, bro. You got to fight for your spot in the top 10, bro. And even in the top 10, bro. Like, that's like, bro, in order to break into the top 10, you have to self-improve and have game. Right? But even then, bro, it's like levels to it, dog. Because at the very top of the 10% is the rich and famous dudes with clout and money and all of that. That can have any girl they want. So even within that 10%, bruh, you still probably struggling. But I'm talking to you 80, 90%ers right now, bruh. What are you going to do when hypergamy takes over? And the reason I'm getting on y'all right now is because so many of y'all are cool with being regular, average. Let me tell you something right now, bro. And I'm probably going to drop a whole video on this. The average person hates their life. The average person doesn't even enjoy their life. Because the average person works a 9-to-5. Not saying there's anything wrong with a 9-to-5, but I'm just breaking it down. The average person works a 9-to-5 job and gets paid and is able to pay the bills. And that's about it. They're able to pay the bills. They can buy a couple of things here and there, but they go to work every single day. They don't have any free time, really. They have to work in order to survive. They're not living. The average person is just surviving. And if some people are cool with that, some people are okay with that. But I'm telling you right now, in terms of dating, that is no longer going to suffice because women do not respect a guy that works a hardworking 9-to-5, or at least most women do not respect that. 80% of women do not respect that. Not anymore. Maybe back in the 1960s, 1970s. But bro, this is 2022. Maybe you watching this years in the future. It's the 21st century, dog. You see what I'm saying? Women are no longer valuing the hardworking man that just gets a 9-to-5 and gets by, right? And like I said, there's nothing wrong with that. If you want to do that, then go ahead and work your 9-to-5. No shame in your game, bro. Do that with pride. But all I'm saying is that most chicks is moving away from that. They looking at the ball players. They looking at the influencers that's making 6 figures off YouTube, Instagram, the influencers, all of that. The TikTok stars. They want to see numbers. They want to see numbers. And you know why it's like this? It's because women realize their power. Women realize their power. Women realize that, you know, because most men, like, let's be honest, bro. As men, we are a lot less picky in who we find attractive. Most men would just settle for anything, bro. Most men will settle for anything. Women know this, okay? Women also know that these ball players and these guys at the top of the food chain, right? She knows that she can get him just by existing. She knows that all she got to do is have a nice body, thirst trap a little bit. Women know that they have the power when it comes to the dating game. Women have the control. And because they know this, they're going to use it to their advantage. They're going to want to climb up the ladder as much as they can. Why wouldn't they? Men know for a fact that women like what? Money, clout, status. Women like it because they know that it's going to benefit their lifestyle that they want to live. And men know that they can use that to their advantage. So the top tier men, of course, they're going to use the what they work so hard for to their advantage in the dating world. And because they're doing this, right, they're not just doing this to the top tier women. They're doing this to the majority of women. Because why? Men want to just go crazy. Listen, bro. Will hit anything. Men will hit anything, bro. Even the ones with money and all of that. They're still human. They're still dudes, bro. Even with self-improvement, bro. Because men, we don't look at a woman and be like, how much money is she making per year? We don't look at a woman and say, what can she provide for me financially? We don't look at a woman and say, how many followers does she have? In fact, we would probably prefer if she didn't have as many followers, didn't have as much of a social or a digital footprint. We would prefer the opposite. We would prefer that she's not, you know what I mean, you know what I mean? We not looking at women for what they can benefit. Not in that way. We are looking at women on a physical attraction scale. At first glance, at least. We're looking at a physical attraction scale. We don't care how much money she makes. She could be, she could have a banging body and be broke. Most dudes don't care. They're still hitting those. They're still hitting those. And women know this. Women know that they could just be average women and still be successful in the dating game, bruh. An average woman can go on Tinder and still get twice the matches as a guy that's good looking. Because she's a woman. She has dating easy. Dudes are thirsty. Women are not. At least not for you 80% of dudes. Women are not thirsty for the majority of men. That's facts. But the majority of men are thirsty for most women. For most women. And they not getting that, bruh. All you have access to, you 80%ers, is 20%. That's all you have access to. And so because of that, guess what? Some of y'all ain't never gonna get no play because some of y'all have no game. You refuse to get up and self-improve. You have no sort of self-discipline. You have no will, no drive to get up out of bed every day. You have no purpose in life. And because of that, you're going to suffer because you're just average, because you want to go through life and go through the motions. You just want to go through the motions. You feel me? But I can't even just say that. Because within that 80% of men that will struggle with women, bro, is the hardworking dudes that work 9-to-5s. And it kind of sucks that it's this way. But it's facts. Those hardworking guys that decide to work respectable 9-to-5 jobs are still going to struggle with most women. Because like I was saying earlier, they don't respect that. They view a 9-to-5 as like, oh, so you just, yeah, you whatever. They view a 9-to-5 as, Because she's thinking, why would I get with a guy that works a 9-to-5 when I can get with the ball player that's in my DMs? Why would I get with him? So even those hardworking 9-to-5 guys are struggling. That's just the truth. And I'm not downing anyone that wants to work a 9-to-5. I'm not saying not to. I'm just saying that when it comes to dating, bro, you're going to suffer. You're going to suffer in that department. So what can you do? What can you do? Well, there's only one thing that you can do. Self-improve, right? And self-improvement entails so many things. It's such a wide, vast, vague term, self-improvement. I'm talking about your mindset. I'm talking about your money. I'm talking about your looks. I'm talking about your game with women, right? Especially game, bro, because a lot of dudes understand that game can knock you up in levels. It can push you up in levels. You know what I mean? But a lot of y'all have no idea how to talk to a woman in the first place. That's the funny part. A lot of y'all, like, okay, let me break it down even further. I would say around 60% of men in that 80% have absolutely no idea how to talk to a woman because you've had very little experiences with them. You've had very little experience talking to women. Only experience you have with women is when you watching the hub, bro. Only experience you have with women is your mama. You talk to your mama. But you have no idea what to do on a date. You have no idea what to do with a woman at all. You have no idea how to talk to her. And even the guys that do are limited because they are in that 80%. They're limited. Fellas, understand that women are hypergamous. She's always going to go to her next best option. That's how women love. That's how women choose men. Through hypergamy, bruh. As soon as an option comes along that is better for her, whether it's emotionally, physically, financially, she's going to monkey branch to that guy. A guy comes along and he might be the same financial status as you, but he has a better body. He actually works out. He actually looks good. She's going to monkey branch to him. A guy from the top 10% or top 20% DMs your girl. You're an average dude. You work a 9-to-5. You do the best you can. But this guy is an influencer who's making six figures. Well over six figures. Has clout. Has an excellent body. Has time to actually, you know what I mean, go on a date or whatever. She's choosing him. Or if she don't choose him immediately, she's going to be watching him. She's going to follow him. And this is not just a phenomenon that's happening with high-value women. This is happening with the girl you went to high school with. This is happening with the girl you are in a college lecture with. Fellas, let me tell y'all something right now, bro. It's literally chicks that... it's chicks that I know that, you know what I mean? I'm not necessarily cool with, but chicks that I know of that is literally sugar babies, bro. And these are just... And these are average women. No disrespect for them. These are average women. And by average, I don't even mean... I'm not even saying that they ugly. That's not what I'm saying. But I'm saying they're just average. They're just regular, everyday people. Nothing wrong with that. Regular, everyday women. Sugar babied. Meaning that she's getting paid money just to show up by some old dude. This is happening to average chicks, fellas. The average girl in your high school right now is lying about her age to a guy that is probably 20-something plus, probably trapping, making some sort of money or whatever. It's an exciting lifestyle for her. It's an exciting lifestyle. See, being average is no longer sufficient, at least not in the dating world. It might be sufficient for you. It's probably sufficient for you to get by in life. But if you want women, bro, you have to become above average, bro. Because if you're average, you might get women here and there, but it's going to be very, very, very difficult for you. Your only option is to self-improve. Your only option is to level up. Your only option is to make a little bit of extra money, to make a lot of extra money. Your only option is to do that. And if you don't like it, bro, then I don't know what to tell you. But the issue is a lot of y'all don't even understand that you are in that 80%, 90%. And it's going to be very difficult for you to get out of it because as we continue to go down the line, bro, hypergamy only increases, right? Especially nowadays with social media too. Social media does a couple of things. It makes average women feel like Instagram models. Bro, listen, You probably know a chick with thousands and thousands and tens of thousands of followers, maybe even hundreds of thousands of followers, bruh, because she posts bikini pictures of herself, bruh. Here you are with 100 followers struggling to get 50 likes when the chick that you are in math with posts a bikini picture every Friday and it gets thousands of likes. It gets blown up. No hashtags, no nothing. She got mad comments. Mad dudes being thirsty. All her homegirls just talking about slay, girl, slay, sis. You sitting here wondering, why is my hard, dope fits not doing well on the gram? I just bought the new Jordans. I just bought the cool grays. I got a hard fit on. I got a Supreme jacket on. I got Vetements on. Balenciagas. I got the Rick Owens boots. Why is my picture only getting 50 likes and hers is getting 100,000 and she bought that shit off Sheen? She bought that off Sheen, bro. I worked hard to get this money. It's because life is unfair. It's because life is unfair, dog. And women are going to have it easier, especially in areas like social media, which is going to gas her up. And this is the average woman I'm talking about. Not just some, I'm not talking about Kylie Jenner now. I'm talking about the girls you know. Most social media going to gas her up. She probably going to have a couple of dudes that's verified hitting her up. Yep. Because I've seen this before. I've seen it before. You've seen it before. Yep. But you the average guy, you're suffering. You've never had anyone verified hit you up. You barely even have women looking your way, bro. Barely. Now, what am I trying to say here? I'm not trying to say that you should give up. This whole time, I've been telling y'all, self-improvement is the key. You have no choice. If you want women, bro, you have no choice but to try and move up in the world, bro. If that's not a motivation enough for you, I don't know what is, bro. So many people, listen, bro. You can say, oh, I'm focused on myself all you want to. But let's be honest, fellas. For the majority of y'all watching this video, your motivation for watching this video in the first place is because you want some coaching, bro. You want some play from females, bro. And because you want some play from some females, bro, what you gonna do is you gonna do whatever you can. You gonna have to self-improve, dog. I'm telling you that right now. You can develop some game, maybe, and that might help you. It's going to help you retain the women that you already get. But understand that in order to spit your game in the first place, you have to be attracted to these women. You have to be attracted to these women. Also, understand that self-improvement and being in that top 20%, that upper echelon of men, that is game in and of itself. When you have a Urus in your driveway, that's game. When you got a big three-story mansion that costs $1.8 million, that's game. When you got on the Rick Owens boots and you can actually afford them and you're not breaking the bank and you can rock whatever you want, that's game. When you got chains on your neck and layers, that's game. Telling you right now, bro, the only way to successfully get more women is to move up in life, dog. That is the only way. So you as a man, you need to do what you can. And it's not even just for women, bro. Do it for yourself if you don't want to do it. If you don't even like, listen, bro. Do it for yourself. It's only like self-improvement. Like, what is the downside? What is the downside to you getting up off your ass and getting to the bag? What is the downside to that? It's going to help you. It's going to fulfill your need for women. Like, what is the downside? I don't get it. But and the reason I'm getting on y'all is because so many of y'all don't do it. You're a follower. You've been thinking about starting up a YouTube page for years and years and you don't want to do it. What if you in college and you have no idea what you want to do? You have no plan. You just going to work a regular 9-to-5 and then you going to complain about, oh, I don't get enough women. Bro, you chose that path of life. Listen, bro, the amount of women is a clear reflection of you, bro. You know what I'm saying? If you're not leveling up, you're not going to get chicks. Straight like that, bro. Straight like that. You feel me? And that's why most of y'all is going to die virgins, bro. Most of y'all going to die virgins because you struggle to get chicks in the first place, man. You struggle to get chicks in the first place. And then you give up. You don't even want to go up in life. You give up, bro. You know what I'm saying? And you have no idea. You have no idea how women even work in the first place. You have no idea that sipping over a chick and trying to show her the world is not going to attract her. You feel me? And that's what most guys struggle with, man. You always gonna struggle with that. I don't even know what else to tell you, man. You feel me? Get up off your ass and work. Simple as that, dog. Most of y'all gonna die virgins. That's a tough reality. But That reality is exactly what I hope motivates you to do better. That's all I got for y'all. Love y'all. I'm out here, man. Peace.